Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. This is a wonderful day for me. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Denise Dirks. And I've got Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. This show today, ladies and gentlemen, it is the April 24th, 2021. Remember that day. It's going to be infamous, and I'm going to tell you why in a second here. This show, call your friends, call the neighbors, and tell them to get on, because we're going to talk about something that is going to affect our lives or may not affect our lives, depending upon the case. The cases are going to come down about whether or not we are going to have to use a vaccine card the rest of our life. And we are going to talk about it as lawyers. There's some professors that have talked about it. And this is the hottest topic. And I'm telling you, we have some. Denise has many a time said to me, we pegged it. Remember a year ago we said this? And she remembers more than Todd and I. Todd and I are just kind of floating through the universe.
Food goes in here.
Yeah, we're just trying to float through the universe. Denise will say, remember back April 5th, 2019, we said this? No, Denise, I don't. But she'll say, man, we nailed it. And then it'll come up. So today is going to be one of those days. We're going to talk about how this issue of vaccine cards is going to apply, whether or not they're going to require it, how HIPAA laws are going to stand up to this, and it's going to be really interesting. And we can hear from you about it. It's 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not take this as legal advice. And go to our website and look at the disclaimers. You know, that is the most exciting, entertaining thing that we pretty much do, don't you think, Denise, is the disclaimers. As
yeah. It makes for a good read.
It does. A great read and a good sleeping at night, right?
It is better than anything you can get a prescription for. It is better than Ambien.
Yeah.
Just read the disclaimers.
And just as trippy.
Yeah.
You know what?
No way. They said here and after. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great? You know, the doctor, they go, you know what? We're going to help you sleep. Here's your Ambien. That's okay. I've got Radio Law Talk. And you read it to the doctor, and the doctor will be asleep within a few minutes. So read those. And we've got some – I'm so excited, Cal. I'm really excited about today. And another reason is – Burning Man. We're going to talk about Burning Man. Give me the applause. I want applause.
Okay,
give me applause.
Sure, here we go.
I want applause. Give me applause. Come on, roll it. Roll the applause. Yeah, there we go. That's it. Burning Man we're going to talk about today, and whether or not they're going to require vaccine cards. I'm telling you, the first thing I thought is, all right, think about it. Yeah, man, we're like hanging out in the desert together. Did you get a vaccine card? What? What's vaccine? Yeah. what's a card? Huh? What? Is there something else going on in the world, man? No, we're heading out to Burning Man. I don't know.
You know, some guy is going to be sitting there. Yeah, I sell vaccines. What do you need? There's some vaccine in there. There's some other stuff in there too.
Yes. Yeah, just ask for Fred in the third row.
Just imagine what they're going to barter for their vaccines.
Oh. Barter. Mm. Todd's smiling and thinking about it.
You know, you can't set me up like that. That is FCC entrapment.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
let's not do it. We're also going to talk about Deshaun Watson's has now filed his answers to the complaint. That's very interesting. And remember, we will say it a million times. Innocent until proven guilty, and his responses are pretty interesting, in my opinion. We're going to talk about out. Denise is going to jump on this one. The world's biggest divorce. We're going to talk about that. We got the Supreme Court on children, Supreme Court on Federal Trade Commission power. And believe it or not, as boring as that sounds, that is a very interesting issue in case.
You know how many times Cal has said when we do case or no case, when he says, after we all give our answers, and he says, yeah, it's always amazing to me how legal minds can differ and see things different ways.
Yep.
When we talk about the Supreme Court on children case,
yes,
keep that statement, that sentiment in mind. It's right. It's amazing how people can see things so vastly different.
Yeah, and that, and so we got all those things. We got even more to talk about. Remember, this is a three-hour show, 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. Set your dial. We also have at RadioLawTalk.com, we have our podcast. We're put into podcast. Denise is in charge of that. She makes sure, well, she doesn't technically do it, but she works with our computer people and makes sure that those podcasts are put up, and she does a great job. That is very important. You can go back and search. How do they do that?
There's a search button. You put, type in a topic or a name or something, and it'll pop up all the times we've talked about it.
That's exactly right. That is, this is better than going to law school. That's why our shirts, we have T-shirts on the back. The first person to call, if you call in, and you probably don't want to do this, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We will send you one of our T-shirts that we either says one of two things on the back. Who needs law school? You got Radio Law Talk, right? Or when you're tired of politics radio, tune in to Radio Law Talk, because we are politically neutral here, but we like to have fun, right?
And it's a random choice. It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what shirts we have left or whatever. But before we do all that, the most important thing that we do is a, and case, you don't have to roll it yet, Cal.
Okay.
But a case or no case is what we do. And what Cal will do is just, because we don't have a whole lot of time left, he is going to just set us up for case or no case, and that's where he tries to stump the panel. We have to say whether or not it's a case and what the outcome is, and we go for points, right? And we go for 50 points. The person who wins out of the three of us, that person gets a free dinner. And by the way, guess where I was last night? Yes.
You went to the place.
I went to the place where you guys owe me dinner. And I had dinner, and it was wonderful. The steak, oh.
Is it the same place we went before?
It is.
Yes, okay. And we're going Friday, by the way.
Is it this Friday we're going?
It's this Friday.
Okay, we're going, and you guys are paying. And I'm excited to to go to my favorite place, and everything's open. You want to eat?
They take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check.
No, they're going to see you, and they're going to go, can we have the lady pay?
Cash only, sir. Cash only.
Say this, officer, the man I told you about is here.
No, what they're going to say is, you have your vaccine card? You, ma'am, you and the other guys, you're okay. Go on in. We'd like to hold you out and give you a vaccine card. All right, Cal. Do you have 2 minutes? Do you have time just to...
I think I can set you up. But
just tease it.
Okay. Today, I'm going to tell you that Mark Twain had a very famous line that said,
right,
I spent the coldest winter of my life one summer in San Francisco.
Right.
Well, that paid off for a very important food product developer, that cold overnight. He made a remarkable product, and then a competitor made a similar product, and they met at loggerheads, and it's possible that what the court will find out.
So we're going to find out. Mm-hmm. You're going to lay that out for us next hour, because we only have a little bit of time. We have 1 minute left to do, but look, I again, am excited about today. It's a beautiful day. It's going to rain. But those of you who want to call in, again, it's 855-LAW-RADIO. You want to call in and get your T-shirt. The first person that calls in, not Brian or Bill from Amargosa Valley. It was Bill from Amargosa Valley, our first official caller 4 years ago. Bill from Amargosa Valley. Hey, welcome some of our newest members. I want to welcome KQAM, 1480 AM and 102.7 FM, Wichita, Kansas, our new affiliate.
Awesome.
And after that, beautiful introduction. Cal, take us out, and we'll do Radio Law. We'll do case or no case when we come back.
All right, thank you, Fred. Stay tuned. As Fred said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up, including the vaunted case or no case, where they'll have to decide, well, like I said, whether it's a case or not, what the outcome is. That's coming up next on Radio Law Talk, right here on your favorite radio station. And, you know, we stream live. Fred mentioned the podcast. Not only is that, but we stream the show live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, and as of yet, at no charge. It's no pay window, and you just kind of click on there and you can listen. We'll be right back. Hold on.
portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I think Brad's the best. Not literally.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
That's awesome, guys. Did we have our official caller? Is that someone else that called?
David called, and he said...
he's getting a shirt.
He said it's parental alienation, and I want to mention that. It's Parental Alienation Day, so that's available. You can Google that if you have any interest in that. As part of this thing we're going to be talking about. But he said folks who feel being alienated by the court should look that up. That's an official day named by a court, so look it up, and you'll
But he gets a T-shirt. Did you get his information?
Yeah, he does.
I thought
sending me it in the emailing it.
Yeah.
I thought that Parental Alienation Day wasn't a specific day, but actually a milestone in your life when your children turn 13.
Or no, they leave the house.
And at that point, once they become teenagers, then it's parental alienation.
It's
you know, don't talk to me. I'm upset that I share your DNA. You know, and that goes on for about 10 years. And once they graduate from college and try to get into the working world and realize that it's hard, then they have a newfound appreciation for parents. You don't mind if I live with you even though I'm an adult, right?
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Therapy for Todd Cunin's parenting.
Yes, I need to be laying on a couch.
Apparently, you're okay with all of that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, it's free therapy for
Have you not had the kid call you and actually say, you know what, this happened to me? Dad, I'm so happy that you were my parents. Wait, what happened between 15 and 17 when you hated me, man?
Is this the same kid that just wrecked my car 2 years ago?
All right, Cal.
I had that happen. My daughter absolutely did that for me and said, you know what, Mom? You were so much smarter than I ever knew.
Oh, boy, here we go.
No, she did. She said she had a rude awakening when she was viewing some other families, and that she realized that she was pretty lucky.
Well, let me take a look here at my kid's file. That's pending. I'm pending. I'm still. That notification is still pending.
Yeah, so.
Pending.
All right.
Of dead smart.
Let's get the music going.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
The year was 1905.
Woo!
Frank Epperson was just a child in San Francisco, California. One chilly evening, he left a cup with some fruit juice in it out on the front porch, and there was a small stick in it. Had unwittingly invented a frozen treat on a stick. Many years later, after a series of menial jobs, he decided to find a way to make his dad-sickle, as his kids called it, and then pop-sickle commercially viable. Commercial refrigeration was just coming around, away from ice boxes, and he took these to the beach after he made them, the beach resort in San Francisco, and sold out immediately. Then he began even larger production, and the Popsicle Company was born. As that was happening on the East Coast in Pennsylvania, Harry Burt wanted to sell more ice cream. Selling ice cream was unsanitary and even had laundry bluing in it to preserve the color. And he said, no, that's not going to work. I'm going to develop a system of freezing ice cream onto a stick and put a commercial freezer in a truck and make the guys wear uniforms, white uniforms, very sanitary looking uniforms. We'll call it the Good Humor Ice Cream Company, which was privately owned. Popsicle, however, was a public company. Now, Harry Burt, the Good Humor guy, went after every other company whom he thought copied his successful formula. Epperson said, no, I'm not copying his formula. I did this before you, and mine is juice, and yours is ice cream. Come on.
Right.
But Epperson went to a lawyer anyway, and so I ask you, case or no case, Mr. Cunin, I'm going to start with you on this, because I think you'll enjoy that. What do you think?
Laundry detergent? Bluing?
Yes.
I mean, look, for those of you that thought that Tide Pods were what started kids eating laundry detergent,
right.
Apparently this was happening back around the turn of the century.
That's
great.
Right.
All right. So,
unwittingly,
you know, I guess unwittingly. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, tell you what. I am going to say, because this deals in the area of some sort of legal terminology of which I am not familiar, and because I saw how detailed Cal was in everything, and for me that's usually a tip. I'm going to say no case. That this might be a true scenario. Look, there were popsicles. There was ice cream. There may have even been a lawyer called. But a lawsuit did not result on this particular case.
Cunin claims no case. Fred Penny, what say you on this matter?
I'm the best at this game when my co-hosts aren't here. So I'm going to pretend they're not here.
Oh, let me use the invisible spray.
I'm going to pretend they're not here. It is a case, Cal. This is an actual case. I'm going to say, yes, you went in detail, and you are correct, Todd. The minute he gets in detail and it's an intelligent case and it's straightforward, that means he's faking it. But I'm going to say this is a case, and the winner is nobody. They settle out of court.
Denise Dirks, what do you think?
He stole my answer.
Well, always, yeah.
Yeah, because if they're not similar at all, they're two different products. And the only way that it would be somebody copying somebody is if somebody had patented that process or the idea.
Pretty
correct?
Sure they both did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's...
You got 2 minutes because you're the stall queen.
I know.
Yeah, she's not doing these. So ice cream is made from milk.
So the question is, it Bert,
juice?
Is it Bert versus Epperson or Bert versus Popsicle?
Or Bert versus Ernie?
I would say...
Could be that, too.
Well, remember that Bert was a publicly held company. Good Humor was publicly held. I'm sorry, was privately held, and Popsicle
was
publicly held.
Right, that's why, right, that's why I would... That's what I was thinking. Okay. I'm going to
Good
say...
Good Humor is
going
to be better, don't you think? I mean, as in, Denise, wouldn't you rather eat an ice cream than a Popsicle?
No, I kind of like the fruit ones.
Oh, I don't. I like an ice cream.
I like ice cream all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that it is a case.
Yes! She's going to lose with
and
me.
I'm going to say that Popsicle
going down with
wins
yeah.
because they can Ooh. Distinguish their product from Good Humor.
So you're saying Popsicle wins, and if this is an actual case.
Yes.
So.
And you're saying it's a case and.
I'm saying it's a case and they settle.
And I'm saying Popsicle wins.
Todd says, you're faking this whole thing.
I say no case because we can still buy Popsicles and Good Humor bars. So who would have won in that?
Who wins? I mean, Fred, if they settle, you got to tell me who wins in the settlement. You can't just settle.
Well, a settlement, nobody wins. And nobody wins and everybody wins in a settlement, right? That's right. What they call settlement. Everybody wins and nobody wins.
It's a case and they settle.
And they settle.
So.
There's no specific person. They settle it out of court before it goes to trial, before the jury decides. So that doesn't matter because Cal's going to say, well, I made the whole thing up. So we'll be back after this, and Cal's going to tell us who won the famous Popsicle Wars.
Popsicle v. Good Humor. That's coming up in just a minute here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll have the answer after that.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A mass shooting in New Orleans. Five people shot overnight on Bourbon Street near Canal Street. All of the victims expected to survive. No arrests announced and no word on a motive. COVID cases spiking dramatically overseas. India breaking world records for the most new cases 3 days in a row. Today they announced over 2,600 deaths. That's the country's highest single-day death toll of the pandemic. On top of that, hospitals report a short supply of oxygen. Good news in the U.S., though. Federal health officials yesterday approved using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again, effective immediately. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. 15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. Three of them die. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Todd, not so much.
Oh, that's down. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
If you don't understand, our lovely kitty bumps, the one said Todd, not so much. Just yes. So you know, they're not so much.
Yeah.
So we've got a wonderful, interesting story in 1905 about Frank Epperson, who put a little stick in a cup. And it froze over. He's in from the San Francisco area, and he started a little thing called Popsicle and became famous, and that was a publicly held company. And in the same time in the East Coast, Harry Burt started an ice cream thing, same thing, but they wore these cute little white uniforms, and those are the Good Humor Man, and apparently a lawsuit came between the two saying, well, that's what Cal is trying to say, that whether or not there was a lawsuit of them arguing over, wait a minute, you stole my idea. Cal?
Well, speaking of which, is there any more Pavlovian response known to mankind, not to dogs, not to Pavlov's dogs, than when kids hear the bell of the ice cream truck?
They don't anymore, Cal. They don't do that anymore.
They have more of a music.
They have in our neighborhood.
Do they still do it?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Do they really?
Yes. Do we still get stuff in our neighborhood?
Oh, I love that. That was the... Remember when that would happen and you were so excited as a kid.
Out there with your money, son. I want to run it.
Kids over.
The problem is I'm still out there doing it, you know?
That's true. Like
the atomic elbow to the neighbor kid. But I'm seven. I don't care. I wanted a poppy freeze.
Oh, I thought you were driving the truck.
Give me $5. It's going to be $5. kid.
Yeah. Okay.
The dude with the ponytail is driving the truck again. Well, don't, son. You're not allowed to go buy ice cream from that guy. He works at Radio Law Talk.
So now,
go ahead, Cal.
The answer.
Anecdotal day.
Now the answer to case or no case. Who said it was a case?
Fred Denise and I.
Denise. Well,
yes!
Congratulations to you.
Todd smoked you.
Here's how this went. Yeah. This is interesting.
Interesting.
Epperson, that was the good New Humor guy, fought tooth and nail with Bert. But Bert's book. Tired of the expense.
No, Bert was the ice cream good humor guy.
No.
Vice versa?
Oh. Epperson is good humor. Bert is popsicle.
Oh, you switched him around.
You switched him around on the
Okay. So, Bert, anyway, the popsicle
guy. Okay, gotcha.
The
Let's just say popsicle guy. Yeah.
Let me go back up there.
Just
Frank Epperson. Yeah, Epperson. Thank you. Epperson was the popsicle guy.
Gotcha.
Forgive me. Yeah. So Bert fought Epperson tooth and nail.
Right.
Epperson's board of directors of popsicle got tired of the publicity, got tired of the cost, and they fired him. And as they fired him, another member of the board was over meeting with Bert, and Bert bought and acquired the Popsicle Company.
So they settled out of court!
Right, so now the Good Humor and Popsicle Company were the same company after an out-of-court settlement.
Fred Penny.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case. Or no case.
Can you tell I'm one of those really good, nice winners and very
kind. Well, who's the winner? I mean, didn't Popsicle also win?
No. They settle out of court.
The inventor lost. I think we'll give Fred two, Denise, and give you one.
That's exactly right.
And give Todd none. And
yes, that is very interesting, Cal. They're conglomerates now. They merged.
We're all tied at 15.
Okay, next hour.
Next hour, the perils of commercial air flight when the engine explodes on takeoff. That's coming up next hour on Case or No Case.
Thanks, Cal. We appreciate the Case or No Case.
Love doing it.
Appreciate it. Hey, you know what? This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to take up this whole rest of this hour and talk about whether or not businesses and or governments can require proof of vaccination through like a vaccination, you know, card or something to that effect.
You know, that's interesting, Fred. I just got mine tattooed on my forehead.
I got mine in the palm of my hand.
Well, it's in the chip of my arm. So just like the dog, you know. So the question is, how far is this going to go? And this is the very beginning, ladies and gentlemen, of what is going to be a major legal battle. And that's what we're bringing up. There's no lawsuits yet. They're going to come. And be prepared for this because there's a lot of rights that are being infringed upon on both sides. And not only rights, but rights of the government to make sure we're safe or what they think we're safe, and the rights of people for privacy and whether or not they've got to bring, you know, I've got to show my card, show my medical to you, the guy standing there letting me in a football game. You know, is that a HIPAA violation? And everybody's reeling about this. And why they're reeling about it is the first argument right now that makes it so it's not quite ripe. We say that in legal terms, it's not quite ready. It's because not everybody's had their vaccination yet. So, you know, or at least had the opportunity to get their vaccinations, right?
Right.
But once that's all done, and there's no argument that, hey, I couldn't get my vaccination, now can they require, and the government or the government entities, employers or businesses.
Commercial businesses, right.
Require or facilities, sports facilities, require you to show a card that says you've been vaccinated.
And some sports facilities already are.
And then deny you access. That's the other critical component.
Well, I was watching a baseball game this week, and they're saying, hey, home games now, we have increased seating capacity. All you have to do is show proof of a negative test or proof that you've been vaccinated.
Gotcha.
And that is a local county ordinance in that particular stadium.
Right. What about churches?
Yeah. No, anything. Churches.
That's a huge
anything.
Question.
So my point is this is going to come up. So we've already had a CBS News put out an article, and we're going to give a kudos to Catherine Watson, April 13, 2021. Usually we don't because we do our own research, and we look at all the different types of things and review it. But this was an interesting one that we have to bring up because – this set off some questions in our mind. And I might even do an article on this, by the way, this week.
I hope you do. This is big stuff.
And I have, I've studied and I've read all the HIPAA guidelines because there's HIPAA arguments and we're going to get into what HIPAA means. So the question is, can a business, and a lot of professors are now saying, when you go to the business aspect, that's where there's infringement on the business. No shirt, no shoes, no service, right?
Right.
And can a business discriminate against Denise Dirks if she doesn't have her vaccination card? That's the question. So far, they're not requiring that. You said they are, but they're requiring that you show proof of that you're negative. Now, ignore that. Now I'm jumping into whether or not they got to show proof of just your vaccination. Because some people can go in there and say, okay, I don't believe in being vaccinated, right? But I'm still negative. Maybe they're okay with that. But if they show, if they're still negative, but they still have to show they're getting vaccinated, are you requiring people to be vaccinated?
See, California has now come to the point where they have too many vaccines and not enough people who want them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have, yes, that was as the day before yesterday, and yesterday was big news. We have people now, who churches and hospitals saying, don't send us the vaccine. We've given all the shots we can give. We don't have any more people lining up. No pent-up demand.
Right.
So yeah. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, my gosh, they're going to lose money.
And the thing that's crazy about the about showing proof that you have a negative test is that only shows that you were negative on the date you took the test.
Right.
So if I go and I get vaccinated, or I go and I get tested, and I've not been vaccinated, I get tested, say, the 1st of May, and then I want to go to a baseball game, say, on the 5th of May, and I have a negative test from May 1st, well, that doesn't mean that I might not have been exposed to it May 1st through May 5th. I mean, the only thing that you could really show is that here is my positive test December 15th, and here is my negative test 4 weeks later, saying that I had it and now I don't have it, which would tend to indicate that maybe I have the antibody, but... You know,
how long does that take? So this.
Well, there's already restaurants. This is why it's coming up,
right,
too, is because there's already restaurants in many states,
yes,
that are saying if you want to dine in,
right,
as opposed to dining on a patio, if you want to dine in,
dining,
you have to show.
Dining on a patio, right. Unless you said dying on a patio.
Oh,
no, I heard her.
Okay, all right. I didn't hear the N. I was like, well, yeah.
No, she said
no,
that's a pretty open restaurant. If you would like to die on the patio, you can do so. We're still going to charge you a corkage fee. But keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, well, let me make my point. My point is they can't go inside the restaurant unless they have their vaccine,
right,
cards.
That is,
yeah,
now, but
yeah,
again, Denise, is that discriminatory,
yes,
or is that a no shirt, no shoes, no service issue? Because businesses have the right to refuse unless constitutionally they are, you know, you can't discriminate against their race, their color, their, you know,
any protected class,
protected
they can't
class.
Do religion.
That's
they can't
right. And but is this a protected class? And that's where it's going to come down to, I think, some lawsuits, because some people have medical conditions that they're not getting the vaccine, and some people have some serious medical issues that getting vaccinated might push them over the edge. It's
right.
The opposite.
Besides, how well is it going to work when people say you can enter here if you show the proper papers? How well is that going to work?
Yeah.
Oh,
and what about the fact that everyone is saying that the vaccine lasts for 6 to 9 months? At which point you'd have to be, so now you have to have not even a vaccination card, but that you're current on your vaccination.
Right.
You know what this reminds me of? Reminds me of when I had to register my kids for kindergarten. And you had to have show proof.
No, it's different. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, it's a little
different. It's a lot different, and I'm going to talk to you
why. But it's also a lot same.
Yes, there's similarities.
We're going to be back and talk more about these issues with the vaccine card and HIPAA violations we're going to get into. We'll be right back.
You know, you're welcome to call the show if you'd like and talk about this, because it's a pretty fascinating subject that may affect all of us on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show continues. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Since 1960.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, The new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Oh no! How did that happen?
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
What is HIPAA? HIPAA is Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. It's called HIPAA. What basically HIPAA is it's privacy for you as an individual and your health or medical records, right? That's what it's all about. It's to protect your privacy of health records or your medical records. In general, I'm giving a brief overview. Now, the question is who holds that the obligation to protect those rights. It's mainly, you know, healthcare providers, anyone that has or touches your medical bills, medical records, et cetera, including people associated with them. They even say under the HIPAA rules and regulations, a covered entity can also be a business associate of another covered entity. So stay with me for a minute. So as we go through this, the question is, how can this become a HIPAA violation when it's not a medical facility or facility that has your records that's revealing them. It's someone requiring you to reveal them to someone. So the person holding it has the right to those medical records, which is an immunization card, right? But the people asking for it aren't one of the class that's supposed to protect it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the argument they're going to make, is that many people make when they say, hey, there's no big deal about having to show a vaccine card. But here's the interesting thing. The things that are protected, what's protected? The past, present, or future medical or mental health or condition of a person. That's very important. So that is what is protected. And if that's protected, how is it you're required to live life in general and have to reveal that, right? Okay, let's hold on with me as I walk through this argument. Some permitted uses that they can disclose it under the HIPAA rules are, quote, public interest and benefit activities. The public interest. So now I'm jumping on the other side of those saying that it's okay to require you to show a vaccination card. It's up to the public. If it's in the public interest, or the course deems the public interest, then it's okay to reveal it, right?
It's benefit activities. Does that mean associated with your health? Like you, for your health benefits. Is that what that means?
That I don't know. Cause that's, I mean, this is, there's so many pages in this, but this is the overview that I reviewed and studied in HIPAA. I understand HIPAA, but I don't know exactly what benefit activities means, but that's what we'd have to look up. But the main one I noted was public interest. Mm-hmm. And that's what their argument is going to be, is, well, this is for the public interest, that under, it's not a HIPAA violation. But the other argument for the side of people saying you need to show your vaccine card is they're going to argue it's not a public entity under HIPAA revealing it without your permission, right? You don't have to reveal it. You still don't have to, because you are holding it as a person. But then you have to jump on the other side and say, but you're discriminating against me because I did not get immunized. And you brought up a very important point, Denise, other than HIPAA. What's the other issue?
Well, Americans with Disabilities Act.
Right.
Because that, and COVID, actually there is articles out there. There are a lot of articles out there about the Rehabilitation Act and how COVID-19 interplays with it, if you will. And one of the main important things is the Americans with Disabilities Act, you have to accommodate as an employer. You have to accommodate or reasonably accommodate any employee. So if you take that strong position that you can't work unless you are vaccinated, and that employee, either for religious or for medical reasons, cannot be vaccinated, then I think that an employer could get in some trouble for that.
Well, or a business, maybe.
An employer, I'm thinking business, too, because usually it's businesses that are making their employees or, you know, making somebody that's coming in their door from the public to have the medical card to have the vaccination card.
Go ahead, Tom.
So the interesting thing with all of this is that one of the – look, when it talks about mandatory vaccinations, I guarantee you when it does make it to a court case over this – The granddaddy of all cases on vaccinations is going to be cited, and it's amazing to think that this case is over 115 years old.
Yes. Wow.
It was decided in 1905, U.S. Supreme Court, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And at the time, they were dealing with vaccinations for smallpox, and whether or not a state or a municipality can require a vaccination. And look, they didn't talk about HIPAA because HIPAA didn't exist back then, but they still talked about basic constitutional rights and how this was infringing on those rights. And the U.S. Supreme Court said, and I'm quoting here, "The liberty secured by the Constitution of the United States does not import an absolute right in each person to be at all times and in all circumstances wholly freed from restraint." Essentially, he says there are times when your constitutional rights for reasonable purposes in the eyes of the legislature can supersede your individual rights. And in Jacobson, the Supreme Court said It's not violating your constitutional rights to mandate that people be vaccinated for smallpox. Now,
show the difference. Yeah.
The question here, and Fred, we were talking about this here.
Right.
The question here is, if somebody contracts smallpox, the virus, in terms of percentages, what percentage of the people will contract smallpox and their body will naturally fend it off and they'll have no adverse reaction to it versus the number of people that will contract the virus and actually suffer the effects of smallpox up to and including death? And my guess is the percentage of the latter was very high.
Right.
And so when people trot out Jacobson versus Massachusetts to justify requiring COVID vaccines, I think that the other side is going to say, well, hold on a second here. If we're looking at statistics, what percentage of the people will contract the COVID virus and have nothing more than a sniffle versus those that contract the virus and actually suffer complications that can go up to it, including death? And they'll look at statistics. And I think I can't tell you how the court's going to side on that, but I think that that is going to be an argument on both sides to determine whether or not mandatory vaccines are...
What's reasonable.
What's
right?
reasonable.
What was the balancing act? Did they have an important public or state interest involved? What was the... Why did they say they can put that restriction on civil liberties? I mean, my feeling is it's probably right. the same thing that you're talking about through HIPAA, that there is a very important public interest.
Well, see, that's the difference when he brought up the statistics, though. So is it a public interest that... approximately 1% of the people are going to die that contract it, right? Compared to polio or smallpox, where it's going to be extremely high that if you get the polio and you didn't get vaccinated, you're going to suffer from polio paralysis, you know, that's super high. That's going to be the argument that Todd's trying to say is, look, there's a huge difference in what's going to happen to an individual. And believe me, people are going to think, my relative died from COVID. How dare you say that? Look, we're just talking legal issues here. We have to talk legalities and what the Supreme Court's going to do, because this is going to get to the Supreme Court, mind you. Now, here's an important thing.
It will.
Yeah, it will. And guess what? And by the way, remember we talked about it, right, Denise?
Yeah.
Denise will remember to say, let's talk about really quick before we leave this segment and leave this hour, what this CBS News there was a Harris poll. This is the latest Harris poll on what people think about a vaccination card. 59% of those surveyed have heard about this and understand it, and supposedly 68% of the people supported having a vaccine passport to fly on a plane. Concerts, 60%. Sporting events, 61% of the people said it was okay. Attending college, 60%. But to enter a supermarket or store, only 46% said you should have a vaccine card to do that. That's interesting, right?
It is. People are ready to kind of...
figure this out.
They're ready to give in a little bit on their list of liberties,
Almost 50-50, 40-60.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're going to come back hour two, and we got a lot more to talk about, but especially Burning Man and vaccine issues at Burning Man.
What are you going to show there to get in?
show a lot. Your vaccine.
Stay tuned. More RadioLawTalk comes up. We're going to end this hour and be back at 6 minutes after the next, either on the air or on our website, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.